Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy-do, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him, he's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi.
Hey, hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hey, thank you so much, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning, and welcome our listening audience to this show. Hey, we want to thank the 40,400 plus listeners who have tuned into each show here on Homebase Business 101. Definitely making us one of those popular shows that people are tuning into for home-based business ideas, tips, all of that good stuff that we share with you. And we want to thank the people that have sent in text messages to text line 252-406-0774. Hey, we just keep those texts coming, you know, questions, comments, concerns, praise reports, all of that. You know, we really, really appreciate you doing that. And tomorrow we're going to do is we're going to spend part of tomorrow basically responding to some of the different texts that have got throughout the week in terms of some questions and some comments that, you know, that people have raised in relationship to some of the topic matter and information that we share. As you know, we're doing this four-part series this week. And we're in part three of Winning in Business, I'm going to share some things with you this morning around goals and what you need to become and how you need to go about it as far as discipline and stuff to actually see yourself winning business. You know, that's going to take me into several different things. But I want to start off by really talking about it's really the essence of all of it. I'm going to give you some great tips and some things that you can follow. The essence in all of it has to do with belief level. And the essence of it is, again, is understanding business is different than a job. You know, everybody's got a job, you know, but business is different than a job, you know. And I'm just going to give you, I'm going to share something with you. Right now, if I was to tell everybody that's listening that if you came to work with me right now, came to work with me, and if I was to sign a contract saying whatever your cost of living is, whether it's, you know, either $1,000 a month to maintain or $1,500 or $2,000, that, you know, I guarantee that I'd give you that. As long as you came to work hard and followed instructions and do the things that I share with you that you need to do as far as a business opportunity in terms of being a business partner with me. And then after 2 years, you know, I'll take care of that for you for 2 years. And then after 2 years, I guarantee you that you make $100,000 a year for the rest of your life. Well, everybody sign up for that. You know, everybody, yeah, I'll sign up for that. Yeah, I'll do that. You know, and the opportunity that I offer is even 10 times greater than that. As opposed to $100 a year, we offer opportunity to make $100,000 a month. You say, but how do you get to something like that? Man, it just don't seem right. Don't seem right. That's because 99.99% of people will not do what it takes to win because you don't believe in yourself. You know, and I'm not trying to be mean or cruel to anybody out there listening this morning. How much do you really believe in yourself? So the first thing we need to talk about is a general description of who I need to become. And this, again, falls into habits and habit assessment. You need to become a disciplined master of time efficiency. A disciplined master of time efficiency. Cut that television off. It ain't making you no money. You know, you claim you want to earn money and build yourself a business. And, you know, you want to do that, you know, while, you know, working your job, because I understand you got your bills to pay. You know, I don't want to see nobody become homeless, especially these hard times that's going on. But you got to become a disciplined master of time efficiency. When you get off from work, you got to put in, roll up your sleeves, and do what you need to do for your business. You ain't got time to be watching, coming in, getting off, cut on the news, eat, cut on the news, watch a couple things on TV, the next thing you know, it's 9, 10 o'clock. You done wasted 3-4 hours in somebody else's mess. You know, yeah, it's entertaining and all of that, but it's designed to keep you where you at. See, 99.9%, I mean, I know people are guilty of this. You know, people tell me, you know, they want to succeed in the business, and I tell them, okay, well, you know, you need to cut that television off. You know, I got to see my show. You ain't got to see that show. That show don't make you no money. It don't pay your bills. It makes you lazy. You know, the wealthy people, they watch less TV than other people. Matter of fact, if they want to deal with TV, they find a way to be on the set. Not watching the set. On the set and then get paid to entertain you. So you have to, number one, to become successful and win in business, you got to master your time efficiency. Number two, you got to focus solely on high payoff and high productivity actions, action steps. Most people do not succeed in business because they do not take the action step. You want to get good at something, you got to be bad at it first. You want to be good at something, you got to be bad at it first. When I first started, you know, being in business for myself, I used to be nervous as heck doing a presentation. I used to mess them up, slap them up, you know. It's really bad. But I didn't quit. So you either go, this is what's going to happen. You're either going to get better by doing or you're going to quit. 99.9% quit. Yeah, I told you this wasn't for me. You just ain't try hard enough. You get better as you do. And you got to make sure that you have productive actions that you're taking and that you know, and that other side is this. Too often I see people who have a chicken list. They got the perfect prospect to share their business opportunity with or who they can get as a client. They won't talk to them. They talk to people beneath them. So you got to go after people that you feel are above you. No, and it's just amazing. I see people who, you know, I remember one person, wanted to share the business opportunity with homeless people. I don't have nothing against homeless people, but right now they need something else. They don't, one, they didn't have the money to buy the product. Two, they don't even have a home. They can't focus on the requirements it takes to run a business. I understand they need the opportunity, but they're not in position to take advantage of it. If you want to help the homeless, you help them by getting them a home, getting them stable, and then you can share them a business opportunity. But why are they going through their homelessness? See, but that was because that person was easier to talk to people in that category than people they needed to talk to because they felt above them. Next, you need to be able to wake up an hour earlier and review your priority objectives each morning. Now, see, this gets a lot of people out. Most people, they wake up rushing to grab a cup of coffee, get something to eat, and then on their way to the job. Wake up at the last possible minute they can. Why? Because you're really depressed and I don't really want to go there. That's why you wake up the last possible minute you can. Get up an hour earlier. Review your priority objectives each morning. If you want to win, if you're not interested in winning in business, you can ignore everything that I'm saying. And just keep on going through what you're going through. See. You know, God intended for you to be the head, not the tail. You figure that one out. When you decide you want to be the tail, then you go ahead and be the tail. I'm going to be the head. Next you want to do is fuel your body properly and exercise 4 days a week so that you're energetic and highly effective each hour of the day. See, this is important now. Feed that. You got to exercise. Exercise. And you got to eat right. Oh, boy, that knocks a lot of other people out. Got to eat right. right. You got to eat right. You got to have energy. You got to have energy to be a business owner. You talk about you want to make $100,000 a year or more plus. You got to have energy. Don't come, you know, doing the stuff you do at work. You got to have energy. Feed your mind ideas and inspiration that will support and boost your passion. Inspirational books. You're going to have to read more. You're going to have to read more if you want to win in business. I read 2 to 3 new books every week. Every week. I didn't say every other week. Every week. 2 to 3 new books every week. So in the course of a year, I read 150 new books. Again, the people say, you read all the books, your head hurt. That shows you what people think. Also, you keep your mind sharp by doing that. And you see how somebody else did something, you learn things. And I read a lot of inspirational books so that I can meditate. And here comes a tough one. Surround yourself with peers and mentors who elevate your expectations and prod you to rise to greater levels of discipline, commitment, and achievement. You don't need people around you to hold a pity party. Get rid of them pity party people. They're holding you back. See? I don't waste time with people who, you know, who don't inspire me and don't help me with reaching greater levels of discipline, commitment, and achievement. Now I got some of them folk in my family who, like I told you before on another show, they ain't there yet. You know, so I have to draw boundaries. I see them, you know, in terms of when I need to see them. I don't spend a lot of time with them because it's unhealthy. It's unhealthy for my psychic. They're the opposite of what I want to achieve. They lazy. They watch television. They ain't going nowhere in life. They complain about what's going on or what's wrong. But they the ones that create their own problems. And I could tell them what they're doing wrong and how they could improve. They don't want to hear it. Matter of fact, they want to pull me down the way they're at. So I cannot, you know, I cannot spend a lot of time with them. I love them as family members. You know, and I'll see them when I need to see them, but I don't spend a lot of time. You got to see yourself as a smart, confident, and effective leader. Want to know if you're a leader? Look around, see if anybody's following you. Anybody following you? You're not a leader. That means, obviously, you know, people don't value your ability to lead if you don't have nobody around. Always deliver excellence to your clients and continually find ways to woo them, encouraging repeating transactions and abundant referrals. Always, I mean, I get plenty of referrals from my tax business. Because I'm always finding ways to improve the situation for people, helping them become better at what they do. Remember now, you know, talk about these new habits, disciplines, and behavior that you need to start. Let's say you want to get up an hour early. You know, hey, I'm usually up at 5 a.m. Feed your mind with positive material. 30 minutes of reading and 30 minutes of listening to audio inspiration and instruction every day. Me and my wife, we have plenty audios that we listen to. Jim Rohn, John Maxwell, Les Brown, just to name a few. Art Williams, listen to some Art Williams this morning. Again, talking about the difference between winning and losing. The difference between winning and losing is so small, it's frightening. It's frightening, you know. And he always has this one saying, we only here for a flicker. You don't know what your day to death is, what days you're going to check out. People waste so much time. And then you do these right things, you'll live longer and you'll live healthier. Let's say I'm 6 years old. I still get out and play tennis. I still can give a 30 or 35-year-old fit on a tennis court. People half my age. Why? good mental and physical shape. Now, here's another piece you need to focus on. 30 minutes of quiet thinking time every day. See, that's why that getting up early is great. I tell you, you know, I have this axiom, you know, from Ben Franklin. Early to bed, early to rise makes one healthy, wealthy, and wise. You know, sometimes people call at a certain point in time at night and say, well, you know, I didn't get you, you know, because I cut my phone off. That way you won't be able to wake me up. I want to, hey, you know. And if something happens, you know, I tell people in my family, if something happens, and, you know, God forbid, you know, hey, if somebody died or whatever, you know, what? Well, nothing I can do about it right there at that given moment does not mean I don't, you know, my doses don't go out for the family and loved ones and all that. I mean, you know, hey, I'm going to sleep, and in the morning when I find out that I have time, there's something I can help out with. See, but you want to keep from tossing and turning all night long, so I sleep good. You want to have that quiet thinking time. 30 minutes of planning time, eating a healthy fiber and protein-rich breakfast that will carry you through the day. See, some days I just have water for breakfast and a piece of fruit. But a lot of times I try to basically do just one meal a day. That way I can enjoy that one meal. Whatever it is, I'm going to eat that one meal for the day and enjoy it. Again, as I told you, you know, you have to have an exercise routine. At least 30 minutes of exercise, at least 4 days a week. Now here comes the next part of these new habits for you to develop. You need to call on 10 new prospects every week. That's basically two a day. Two a day. 10 per week. Make sure you remember people's birthdays and anniversaries. You can wish them a happy birthday, happy anniversary. Get those cards out. My wife is really good at helping us remember that, getting those birthday cards and anniversary cards out to people. Wow, you remember my birthday. That's going to help you with repeat business. Okay? That's important. If you have a team, you always want to recognize your teammates, especially as they achieve things in your business. You also want to be able to delegate an administrative task. You know, if you have an office, go to the office early. Be the first one there. The book called The Art of War by Sun Tzu. Always beat your enemy to the battleground. Not the people that you're working with you, it's part of your team, is the enemy. You know, but from the business point of view, beat them there. Be the first one there. Now, here's some poor habits or behaviors that you need to get rid of if you've got any of these. Watching 2 hours of TV at night and listening to the news in your car, or listening to music or radio in your car. In your car, you should have CDs that you listen to that motivate you in terms of your business. Turn your car into a training room while you ride. When we ride, we're listening to Jim Rohn, Les Brown, say John C. Maxwell, Myron Golden, you know, different people in our company and in the business, Jeannie Sharpless, Malcolm Alexander. You know, we do that. You know, hey, don't attend unproductive meetings and saying yes to projects in conflict with your highest priorities. You do not have to sign up to be involved with everything. I do not attend unproductive meetings, and I know how to say no more than I say yes. I pick and choose what I'm going to be involved with. People say, oh, I didn't see you at such and such meeting. I say, oh, no, you know, I was busy. See, you don't want to be sidetracked with unproductive stuff. People think doing a lot of stuff is what's going to make them successful. No, that's clutter. unclutter your mind by making sure you only participate in productive meetings. Have a time for personal calls. If you're supposed to be working your business, I don't take personal calls when I'm doing my business. Someone calls me, see, that's why I like caller ID. I look, if it's somebody that I know they calling me and it ain't got nothing to do with business, I'm right now dealing with calling prospects and whatever, I let their call go to voicemail. I call them during my non-business calling hours. Other than that, because I don't know what kind of where they're going to take me. I'm motivated. I'm making my calls to my prospects. My mind is set on that. I don't have time to take no personal calls. And this is one that you know, really, some of you are going to say, I don't know about that one, Bobby Jai. Don't be spending so much daggone time on Facebook or other personal social media sites during the day. Figure out a time that you're going to do your Facebook thing, you know. Because you can get sidetracked. And, you know, now if you're making money through Facebook, then, yeah, be out on there. But most of the people I know, they ain't making no money through Facebook. Can you make money with Facebook? Yes, some people say you can. Well, I haven't yet. Not to say that it's not possible. But I have made money with my radio show that you're listening to, Blog Talk Radio, has definitely helped bring me some tax clients, some coaching clients, some people who signed up in my business, YTB. So, you know, I devote time to this, but you notice my show is early in the morning, 9 o'clock. Do this show at 9 and gives me the rest of my day to do my thing. So social media, you need to plan when you're going to be doing your social media thing and stick to a set time and routine and don't spend more than an hour on it. A lot of times, see, we do things and we think that's going to help us with you know, winning in business. I want to tell you something that Mark Yarnell talked about. It. You know, Mark is the one who wrote, you know, my first year in network marketing. Also has a new book out. I forget the title of it. I'll remember it. Hopefully for the show goes off. If not, I'll make sure I write it down for tomorrow. But he talks about that basically business is still belly to belly. What do you mean by that? You got to sit. You got to meet with people. See, you got to meet with people. You know, and then you might contact them through email, text, social media. But ultimately, you got to meet with people for them to spend their money with you. So don't, you know. You know, and you're going to hear people, these social media gurus, is going to tell you how you can make all this money through social media. Now, I'm not saying that they're wrong. And if they got a plan, then, you know, hopefully that plan will work for you. I've tried some, and you know, maybe I just got the wrong friends on Facebook, or I haven't figured out how to crack that yet. But yeah, I don't waste a lot of time on Facebook no more. It has not paid me. I have not earned one dime from it. I see most of the people on Facebook, I call it gossip. Most of the people just like talking to themselves. They post stuff. And I'm just saying, you know, now there's some people that's doing, to say they're doing well business-wise on Facebook. But most of the people I see, or maybe like I said again, maybe I have the wrong friends. Most of the people I see seem like they like talking to themselves. This business is belly to belly. Set appointments. The best, man, when I sit down and talk with people, so I have gotten some good leads from doing this radio show, and that's because people were searching and looking and been able to do some good follow-up, and that's been really great. But some of the other social media, they just haven't worked for me. Maybe they might have worked for you. And if so, if you got something that's working for you, or somebody's out there listening, I don't, you know, if you actually have made money doing, say, using Facebook, you know, send us a text, you know, let us know if you don't mind sharing your techniques or whatever you, you know, did to make money, you know, using Facebook, you know, let us know. I'm saying not trying to make, but have actually gotten paid, actually gotten a check. I've actually gotten checks from doing this radio show, so I can speak specific. I have not gotten any checks from doing Facebook. All right, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. Let me get to the last part again. Check this out. And again, we talked about eating right. Avoid eating after 7:30 p.m. And do not have more than one glass of wine or one alcoholic beverage at night. It's going to make you sluggish in the morning if you drink too much. See? So these are some of the assessment habits you need to have for winning. And I have a worksheet that goes with this. And if you'd like to get a copy of that worksheet, again, just send us a text to 252-406-0774 with your email address and say, please send me the habit assessment worksheet. See, because magic will come to you and help you attract the people and results you wish to meet when you determine the magic factor for achieving your goals. And part of that is this magic factor is positive self-discipline. It's the ability to practice within. Winners are master of the art of simulation, like astronauts, champion athletes, great stage performers, skilled surgeons, and truly professional executives in sales. They practice flawless techniques in their minds over and over and over again. They know that thought begets habit, and they discipline their thoughts to create a habit of superb performance, the mark of a total winner. You may have the desire. You may feel you are in control. You may expect to go to the moon, but you will never even get near the launching pad without persistent self-discipline. Most people forget the simple routine for learning a skill or habit: desire, information, assimilation, repetition. Repetition. Person talks about how many reps did you do. Repetition. See, in order to get good at something, you're going to be bad at it. But you get good through repetition, doing those reps. Getting the reps done, doing the repetition, very, very important. See, self-discipline alone can make or break a habit. Self-discipline alone can affect a permanent change in your self-image and in you. Self-discipline is the winning edge that achieves goals. Self-discipline is mental practice, the commitment to memory of those thoughts and emotions that will override current information stored in the subconscious memory bank. So you got to break the bad habits you had, that television. I challenge you to do the following. Just unplug the daggone thing for 30 days. Don't even watch it. See, then once you get in that habit, you won't miss it. You'll be saying, man, look at all of the time I've been wasting. See, now some people, like I said, they not going to deal with this. You that 99%. But 1% is going to follow these techniques and will do what they need to do to earn that six-figure income, because you can't do it. Hey, you've been listening to Baba Jahi this morning here on Home Based Business 101 with part 3 of Winning in Business. Hey, we'll come back again tomorrow. My grandmother would say, God willing, and the creek don't rise, to give you part 4 of Winning in Business. Again, if, hey, you got a question or comment or something you'd like to share, send us a text, 252-406-0774. That's 252-406-0774. We want to thank you for tuning in. Hey, have a blessed, prosperous day. And remember, if it's to be, it's up to me. See, if it's to be, it's up to me. It's up to you what you do. So make sure you think something good, say something good, and do something good. Think, say, do something good. All right, hey, till the next time, have a great day. Looking forward to wrapping this series up tomorrow morning at 9 on winning in business. So until then, God bless you, and hey, talk to you tomorrow.